B-Pod Studios.
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys, Joe Murray and Dan Lifschitz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Well, good morning and happy new year to you. It is the Over Under Show here, first show of the year. And of course, New Year's Day, a big day in the sports world. Of course, they had the college playoff last night and then some big New Year's bowl games today, which we'll certainly take your calls on those. And NFL Week 17, the season continues with some big matchups, including some pivotal playoff games as well. And Dan Lifschitz is joining us today from Parts Unknown. Brian Robb's helping us out today as well. Good morning, Dan. Happy New Year to you.
Morning to you too, Joe. Yeah, happy New Year. We had nice day of football if you ended up watching those games yesterday.
Yeah. I got I ended up getting lucky on the total in the Georgia game.
Right on the number.
It went to 46 before. Again, when it comes to these totals, I've been telling you, some of these, the bookmakers have been somewhat on the last couple of weeks when it comes to the exact number. But I just kind of wanted to start with, I think Cincinnati was deserving. I really do. I think they got it right this year. Defensively, they hung around, like they gave Alabama some fits. But I'm just wondering if now, after this, they'll consider a Power 5 team over an undefeated Cincinnati going forward over the next couple of years.
Yeah, I unfortunately think this is probably the end of the line unless there's some incredible group of five team. I think this is probably it. I mean, it was a non-competitive game. And yeah, if you put Cincinnati against Michigan, maybe we have a closer game. Maybe there's something legitimate there. Obviously, you couldn't do that in this one. And it was competitive. I really thought that Cincy would kind of keep it in that, kind of keep it in the 1 to 2 score range. And they just couldn't do anything offensively. They just couldn't close drives. And yeah, it sucks for Desmond Ritter to go out that way, but it is what it is. And look, I think we all kind of knew it would end up being Georgia Bama anyways, unless you somehow delusionally thought Michigan was going to beat that Georgia team.
Yeah. I was trying to get that matchup. I couldn't find it anywhere. Just the Georgia Alabama national title matchup. And now that we're here, are you surprised at all that Georgia was a 2-point favorite to open?
No, I mean, the look ahead was 1.5 or 2, and I think that's probably right about where it should have been anyways. Look, again, I think you can't overreact too much the last meeting. I think bookmakers probably would have made Georgia like a 7-point favorite when these two teams played last, but obviously you can't repeat that, because if you make that mistake again, you open them, 7 points, the whole world's going to be on Alabama. It's going to be incredibly lopsided. So no, they did unfortunately what they needed to do, and they opened it where they need to open it. And, I think we're going to end up seeing, I think there's a potential that we'll end up seeing, Bama +3 possibly. Look, this is a game I'm gonna be very careful about. It's gonna be a rematch, and we have plenty of time to break it down. We'll probably really dive into that game next week, but like it's the game that we all wanted, right? No one really wanted Michigan Alabama, right? I mean, unless you're a Michigan fan, in which case, okay, fine, I get it. But other than that, everyone wanted this rematch.
Yeah, I would just say if Alabama's an underdog, they don't lose. So that's why I'm wondering about that line. Could it go in Alabama's favorite? Like, if it was like a 1-point favorite or a pick 'em, I'd be surprised. Alabama as an underdog doesn't lose. It just doesn't happen. When I saw it -2, I was like, oof. But Stetson Bennett looked better yesterday. Their tight end got involved a little bit more. And let's just face it, the Alabama defense, even though they have great athletes, there's still some soft holes. Their corners suck. I'm sorry, dude. If I was Cincinnati, I would have just thrown outs and posts to the outside all day long. And number 5 was hurt, couldn't do anything. They had him early on, man, and they just missed him. But Cincinnati, though, I'll tell you though, their defense legit played hard. It just in the end, dude, Alabama could have ran the ball 50 times if they wanted to and would have won that game.
Probably. They probably could have.
Yep. So it's official. Alabama and Georgia for the national championship. It's a whole week away now. You get this week, all of next week, and then Monday night will be the big game. Of course, there's more college bowl games today. I know people are ready for these ones. I don't even know if anyone's up right now, Dan, but I drove in today, and when I tell you it's the Fog Bowl, like 1996 Patriots, Steelers, 96 divisional game, when I couldn't see a damn thing. All I saw was Curtis Martin run and for a touchdown, and I was like, yeah, I didn't see a thing. It's foggy out, man. It is, and I don't think anybody should even get up today. So if you're just listening to us kicking around, want to bet on some of these games, we'll have them. Penn State, Arkansas, Oklahoma State, Notre Dame. Everybody loves Notre Dame. Remember I told you I went out over the summer? Yep. It was like, I was at a bar, and everybody was just wearing Notre Dame gear. And I was like, oh, man, there's a lot of Notre Dame people out right now. Iowa, Kentucky's another one, and then of course, it's Utah and Ohio State, which I was at the casino last night, Dan, and there were a lot of people talking about that one. And then Baylor, Ole Miss, it's the late game, 8:45 tonight. So if you want to get involved in any of those games today, 617-779-0985. Of course, the NFL slate as well is another interesting one. No Thursday night game this week. So everything is packed into the 1 o'clock and the 4 o'clock slate. And, of course, Monday night will feature Pittsburgh and Cleveland, which for those two teams, like, I don't think they're going to be they're still going to be in it. Like, I think the AFC might be figured out. You know, they're both sitting at, 7-8 and 7-7-1? It might be all said and done, and that could be Ben Roethlisberger's last game. So as far as trying to cap that out, if there's no importance into it, isn't it basically a Ben Roethlisberger show?
Yeah, probably. I mean, it probably is a little bit of a Ben Roethlisberger show. But this is kind of one of those games where I don't know. We'll definitely get into the primetime game. I do think that it's going to be interesting to discuss the angles because you know, do you think Tomlin's on the hot seat? Because we're hearing a lot of that, and I also wonder if this could possibly be them playing for Tomlin's job. Because man, they seemingly continue to be this 500 middling team and nothing more, nothing less.
Well, if I'm Tomlin, I don't know if I want to stay. I mean, obviously he's been one of the longest tenured coaches, but like, do you want to stay in Pittsburgh once Roethlisberger's gone with no backup plan?
I mean, it's a job for life if you don't suck. I mean, really, if you can get, you know, if you go 9-7 every year, you basically have a job for life. Why would you ever want to leave that?
Very true. And then some of the we heard about the Kirk Cousins news. He's out. Packers are 13-point favorites at 12-3, 7-0 at home. Yep. Minnesota's season's on the line right there with Sean Mannion, former Oklahoma State.
Sean Mannion starting for them, though.
Some other games of interest off the bat, we'll kind of hit them out, but what's Arizona now? Like, they're a better road team, right? 7-1 on the road, 10-5 this year. They go to Dallas is 6-point favorites. Wow, we'll get into that. And then kind of kicking around a bit, Rams-Baltimore I'm interested in because Baltimore is trying to hang on for their life while the Rams are trying to go for, you know, still trying to get one of those top seeds. Or top seed, excuse me, there's no more top seeds. That one I'm interested in just for the Lamar Jackson factor, you know, AFC versus NFC, like where does Baltimore stand on that? Kansas City, Cincinnati, are the Bengals real or not? Are the Bengals real or not? Like that's a serious question going into this week. Is Carson Wentz going to play? We'll find out tomorrow morning on that one for the Colts. And then the game I absolutely love this week is Miami-Tennessee. Like, I love this game. I know one team's on a short week and the other had the longer layoff. But, man, Tannehill, Tua, Miami's won 7 in a row. And they have a look ahead, too, in that spot with the Patriots next week. So those are just to highlight a few of the games. Let's just take a quick call, Dan. Obviously, we mix in college and we mix in NFL here on the show. So let's talk to Rob, who's in New Hampshire. What's going on, Rob? You're on the Sports Hub.
First caller, good morning to you guys. I am so stoked this morning. So last night, I end up falling asleep. I wake up. It's about to be halftime. Georgia's up. I believe it was 27-3 at that point. I call my girl in New Hampshire. She got DraftKings account because I was visiting family in Mass last night. We look at the line. The over-under is 50. So I needed 21 on the second half. I tanked on that, but I ended up getting the spread for Michigan at 26, plus 26, right? Smashed on that, 575 to win 500. Then in the fourth quarter, when after Michigan threw that interception, the over-under was 37.5 with 8 minutes left. I threw another 500 on that and nailed it.
Good for you.
Nailed it. Thank you.
Happy for you, buddy.
Okay. So he was doing live betting. Oh, sorry. I didn't know. I thought he was done. So he was doing live betting.
Yep.
Which is great. I mean, hey, listen.
I mean, you won. I'd tell you that's probably a game I'd stay away from because anything could happen in those final minutes there. I mean, I told you I didn't think Michigan would score a lot yesterday. They got lucky to get in the end zone. That's my opinion. They got lucky to get in the end zone. They were lucky to even put up 11 points in that game. That was a dominant performance against a team who wasn't physical enough to be on the same field as Georgia.
Stetson Bennett looked really good, and whoever that tight end kid was. Brooks, I can't remember his name now that I'm thinking about it, but man, if they can get his, the key is Stetson Bennett. Like they're the number 99 for them, I think is like a legitimate NFL pro, like Richard Seymour type. Jordan Davis is a monster. I mean, I thought Christian Barmore a year ago was the best. I mean, he was the MVP of the first playoff game. Yeah. Barmore. This dude makes that kind of impact.
If he was a little bit faster, man, he would be maybe one of the all time greats.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna be an end, and I used Richard Seymour as like a Georgia type, but if he had a little bit more speed, you wish he'd be like a Lawrence Guy type, that type of player,
100%.
But oh my god, they're loaded. Like defensively, they might be one of the best defenses we've seen in a long, long time. And, I'm sure some of those Alabama LSU teams would debate that. But they get another chance, man, against Alabama in a week from now. So we'll get it all going, Dan, coming up next. Of course, there's a big Patriots game against Jaguars. I only say it's big because of the line. The line is very big. So we'll talk about that coming up next here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show, 98.5, the sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the show where you never have to hedge your bets.
Get it?
The DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, back here, 98.5, The Sports Hub. It's Joe Murray, Dan Lischad. This is the Over-Under Show. The DraftKings Over-Under Show. There are 9 1 o'clock games tomorrow. 9. I don't know how you're going to keep up with all those. And then there's 5 in the afternoon. Of course, the additional week has been added. So we are in week 17, one extra week, which I think we're starting to feel it now. Starting to feel the extra week here. But Let's get into some of these 1 o'clock games tomorrow, Dan. I know some of them aren't great matchups, like the Eagles and Washington, even though the Eagles are now a playoff team, 5-3 on the road this year, going to Washington. Washington's 4.5 point favorites, 4.5 point underdogs, excuse me, in this one. Philadelphia won the last meeting 27-17. I know a lot of these divisional matchups stay pretty close, but this is who Philadelphia has beaten over their stretch. Teddy Bridgewater, Trevor Siemian, Garrett Gilbert, Mike Glennon, and Zach Wilson. So I don't want to, like, discredit Philadelphia at all, but that's who they've been playing over their last 5 or 6 games on this winning streak. So I don't know if I should take away from them who they played. Obviously, you got to play what's on your schedule, but Washington has played pretty well this year, despite their record, and they've been somewhat of an exciting team.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's been a bit of regression the past 3 weeks, right? Like they lost to the Cowboys, the Eagles, and then they got slaughtered by the Cowboys. Was it last week, the 56-14 game? So I mean, look, this is Philly's played really well, but again, you kind of do have to take a look at the teams they've been playing, the quarterbacks they've been playing. Let's also not forget that they lost to the Giants in the middle there and lost in New York against that. I believe that was the game that Daniel Jones got a concussion and hasn't played since. So that was a game where they basically did nothing, and the Giants dominated them physically in that game. So I do think that, this Philadelphia Eagles team is good, but probably slightly a little bit overrated, especially the way they've been playing lately. I think Washington's going to give them a fight, because if you remember, there was a little playoff bad blood here a year ago in this matchup. Okay. And now we're getting it again. And now Philadelphia has the chance to potentially play spoiler this time. I think Washington really, really wants to win this game in kind of a revenge situation here for Philly, because they can potentially knock them out of the playoffs if Philly loses this week and next week against Dallas. So we don't know who's going to start for Dallas in that scenario. So look, this is kind of a situational spot. I'd be very careful about Philly here. Very, very careful.
Yeah, and
I think this is Washington or nothing.
I fell for this one last year, but Eagles, so they're 6-2-1 against the spread the last 9. Last year it was 6-1-1. So I remember seeing that, and I'm like, oh, wow, Eagles have owned this matchup. But I'd be careful here, too. There's just something about Washington at home in a divisional game. 4.5 on a divisional game, it's like the number's already on the Washington side, so... I'd be careful of Philadelphia here. I think Washington would go for the kill. You're right. I just want to say the Eagles have had a nice season. Like it's just who they've played. I know it's part of their schedule, but yeah. Tyler Heinicke now on board there. The total on that one's 44.5. I think I saw a trend there that between these two teams, the over's 4-1 the last 5 meetings. So 44. It was 46. Opened at 46. In that one. Another game to get out of the way, the Jets and Tampa Bay. Like, the Jets beat the Jaguars. Tampa Bay rolled last week. The Jets are getting 13 points at home. And, I mean, I know Tom Brady has owned this team, right? I had to look this up, but and I'm trying to see the last time these two teams have met. So it was before Tom Brady, but... Generally, when Tampa Bay plays in a colder climate late in the year, they struggle. They don't cover. The other thing, too, with Tampa Bay is when they get a straight-up win or a cover, they are 1-5 their last 6 games. It's, like, weird. They like, cover a game or they win, and then they follow up with a tough performance in the next one. So I think the Bucs should roll here. But I don't know. Did Zach Wilson show you something last week?
Against a inferior opponent, I guess, I really thought that Jacksonville would give him a game. But shockingly, Jacksonville didn't show up. I guess there's really no reason to back Jacksonville ever again. I don't know, dude. I mean, the line says take the Jets. I mean, that's what the line says. Under 14 against a, you know, a playoff team who, you know, is fighting for seeding, and, you know, the Jets are horrible. I mean, the line absolutely says take the Jets. I mean, there's just no way that you can back New York in this situation, right? Like, you can't overthink this one. It's got to be Tampa or nothing, which is really, really gross, because I'm not going to bet it. But I just think it's got to be like, Tampa or nothing. It does feel like the total is like, is leaning towards the over as well. 45.5. It does kind of feel that way. But look, I'm Tampa or nothing in that one, but I gotta be honest with you, that I don't think you should touch that game. That feels like that has like backdoor written all over it, man. I'd be very careful with that one as well.
Tom Brady obviously owns the New York Jets. One thing I'll give you credit for is you're not a big Robert Saleh fan. Last week the Jets play without Robert Saleh on the sideline, and what do? They win a game. And I think he's back this week, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, so I would already chalk up the L on that one. Here's an interesting one, and I don't know where to go with it right now. Colts Vegas, right? If it's Sam Ehlinger, the line's going to go down to like 4-3, something like that.
It already two and a half.
Oh, 2.5, okay. So it's went from 9 to 7. I'm curious if Wentz is going to play. Like, this whole five-day window, asymptomatic, no symptoms, vaccinated, unvaccinated, whatever. Like, I don't know. I just look at it. If someone, you know, if you're an athlete, right, you want to be out on the field. So, like, are you really going to, like, say, hey, I got symptoms. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to play. Like, I just don't see that. Just as these guys who love to play games, they don't want to miss, right? So, I'm just torn. Like, I'm very torn. I think Indianapolis is a buzzsaw right now. Nobody wants to play Indy right now. But the Raiders are hanging around. I don't know if they can stop Jonathan Taylor. They're going to be without Waller once again. In last year, dude, they got smoked by Indy. I remember this exact spot. I think they gave up 44 points last year to them. Now, the over in these two meetings here, 4-0 the last four. If Wentz plays, I think it's going to be the Taylor show, and Wentz is going to check down like he did last week. Is there a case for Vegas here at all?
I mean, I guess, because technically, I mean, this is a playoff game for them. I mean, they have to win. They probably have to win out to get in. So this is a real playoff game for them. I didn't think that Jonathan Taylor was that effective last week. I know they were able to find a way to win that game, but I didn't think that, you know, Taylor was the reason. Man, I don't know what, I mean, I know Vegas has played well the past two games and found a way to win, but man, they were what, 1-5 the previous six before that. And this Colts team is playing at such a high level right now. I don't think I'd risk the 7 based upon whether Wentz is playing or not. If Wentz is playing, I think Indy wins. It probably covers that spread. It will definitely be the public side, but I think they'll win and cover. If Wentz doesn't play, man, I mean, that puts Indy in a real bad position, 9-7, and they're ending the week with Jacksonville, so ending the year with Jacksonville, so they're probably good, right? But, like, it'd just be a position that you don't want to put yourself in that position. You know, I don't feel great about Indy having Wentz miss the game. They'll probably say no, you know, no self-reporting, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. I would just say, wait on this game. Wait to find out the inactives 90 minutes before. If Wentz plays, I'd probably roll Indy, but I don't know. Vegas on the road, they have been a good road underdog, believe it or not. I think I saw it here, 5-2 their last 7 as a road underdog, but they're playing a team right now that's, I call them a buzzsaw. I don't know who's taking them down.
I mean, they have been a good road team this year. The Giants game and the Chiefs game notwithstanding, they've been a good road team this year.
Speaking of the Giants, they travel to Chicago. Chicago's 6.5-point favorites. I will never, ever, 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 ever back Chicago 6 points or more. I don't care what the year is. I don't care who the quarterback is. They are unbettable to me. They can't do anything offensively. The line right now, the total is 37 at the moment. I just despise Chicago. Anything that they have to do near a betting line, I want nothing to do with them again. Who's playing quarterback for the Giants this week? Is it Jake Fromm?
I do not believe we have confirmation, but I'm assuming it's probably going to be Mike Glennon because Jake Fromm was unbelievably bad last time out. So it sounds like they're going to play both Mike Glennon and Jake Fromm. And I can't imagine that Fromm's going to play much.
And what's up with the Bears? You win a game with Foles, and then you're going to say, yeah, Andy Dalton's getting the start?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Matt Nagy's an idiot. I'm sorry. That guy should have been canned. If it wasn't to their strict ballsies, that guy'd be gone a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, he should be gone. He's a terrible coach. He should be fired. But the fact is that, you know, they're not going to fire a coach in season. They haven't done it before. They're not going to start now. There's clearly no candidate that they love enough to risk that, you know, to potentially risk that, you know, streak or whatever the heck they call it these days. And yeah, look, the Giants laying points with Andy Dalton. The Bears laying points with Andy Dalton at home. No, thank you. I mean, I know the Giants have been horrendous without Daniel Jones, and I mean otherworldly bad, but still, I mean, the Bears are, you know, so bad. You know, just in general as a football team, I'm not laying near a touchdown with them. If you want to tease that to, you know, Bears money line, I get it. Like I can comprehend it. I still think that that's dangerous, at least to me, but at least I can kind of understand where people are going with that one. I'm avoiding Chicago altogether. And that game, I mean, I think it's Giants or nothing. I think you have to go.
I will not bet this game. I won't even look at it. If there's 9 1 o'clock games and this one doesn't exist to me. 617-779-0985. We'll take a quick break. We'll wrap up the rest of these 1 o'clock games, including Kansas City and Cincinnati. And of course, we'll get to that Patriots Jaguars game coming up next here on the DraftKings Over Under Show.
The DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Show on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, back here at 98.5, the Sports Hub. It is the DraftKings Over Under Show. It's huge betting weekend for people. First betting day of the year. I know Dan on our podcast PP'd Georgia last night. I had Georgia as well.
Yep.
I had Georgia and Alabama, and I was trying to bet them to see if there was some sort of positive plus 100 plus something to have them to meet in the national championship, and was never able to get that line. But there's a ton of NFL games tomorrow. Like, tomorrow is going to be like that day where if you have Red Zone, it's just going to be like all day. It's going to be nonstop. So a few games I want to hit on just real quick. Kansas City, Cincinnati. I'm not a believer in Cincinnati. I'm not. I've watched them lose to the 49ers and have come back. They've had the Jets they lost to. Like, I know they're good. I know Joe Burrow threw for 500 yards. I know, you know, Chase and Higgins and Boyd and, you know, Mixon. They're all great. It's a great team. But I just can't bet on them to win you know, three games in a row and beat the hottest defense and team in the league in Kansas City. I can't do it. I know it's 4-point favorites. I think the number's right. It was, what, 6, now 5, now 4. But, you know, the Chiefs have won 9 of their last 10. Like, this is, you know, I know that they haven't been great against the spread either, but look at them now, 7-3 against the spread the last 10. I'm just not fading Kansas City in the spot.
No, I agree with you. I think you absolutely have to roll Kansas City with the way that Cincinnati has been playing. And I think that they're going to be highly overrated in this spot, in my opinion. I'm going to PP something. I'm going to take the under 51, Joe. I'm going to take the under 51. So if anyone wouldn't mind PPing that over there, if anyone has
Ring the bell. I don't know if we got a bell here, but if not, we'll do ding ding.
If not, I have my.
Oh yeah, you get the manual bell.
Yeah, you want
to do the manual. Hey, there you go.
B-Rob's got it. B-Rob's got it. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, I'm gonna take the under 51. Look, I think that these are two teams right now. You just mentioned it. The way that Kansas City is playing, you know, defensively right now is, I mean, they're the best team in football. I don't think it's really debatable. And especially right now with the way that they're playing. I mean, this is just a team that is unbelievable right now. And look, I know that, you know, Joe Burrow has been fantastic offensively the past couple of weeks, and you really can't take away from that. It was against the Broncos, you know, against the Broncos and the Ravens. So, you know, the Ravens have like what, their first 8 corners out. I just take a look at the Cincinnati team, and when they have faced teams that are better than them recently, okay, my personal opinion, the Chargers, the Niners, even the Browns a couple weeks ago, they've gotten punched in the mouth by those teams, and they've come close to coming back, but they haven't really come back. Everyone's going to look at that Ravens win last week, and they're going to completely overrate it. I mean, the Ravens with their third quarterback with no corners, and they threw all over them. I mean, yeah, that's great and all, but in reality, it doesn't really mean much when you take a look at who they were doing against. If that is, you know, Huntley in there and he's playing well, or Lamar Jackson, we're talking about a completely different ball game, And Kansas City is what, ripped off, what is it now, 8 in a row? They're, you know, the hottest team in football easily, playing in an elite level. I think they go on. I think they beat Cincy, but I do think that defensively, this is going to be one of those games you're going to see some legitimate regression from that Cincy offense, because I think they have been fortunate in playing some banged up sides, especially last week, where all those gaudy numbers were really impressive. But, you know, that's like Mac Jones throwing friggin' like 300 yards against the Jaguars. Like, does it really mean all that much in the scheme of things? I don't think so. And I do think that, you know, Kansas City's offense still has not maybe fully gotten to where it was a couple weeks ago. Now, the last 3 weeks, they're rolling right along, 48, 34, 36. But I do think that, you know, this is going to be a little bit of a better defensive test for them, since he's playing at a higher level than those teams right now. So I think under 51, I think we see like a, you know, like a 27-17 type game here.
Agree, and it's just, this is a fade spot for me when it comes to Joe Burrow, 500 yards last week. I just think he'll struggle the following week, and I'm just, that's the way I roll with them. But listen, this is a spot for them to clinch, beat the Chiefs, and all of a sudden now we're calling them contenders. Right now, I think they are pretenders at the moment. Miami, Tennessee, this one I'm on. Dan, I know, here's a couple of things. All right, Miami's on a short week. Tennessee's had 9 days to rest. I love the Dolphins this week. I love them. The way that they're playing right now, they lead the league in sacks, 45 sacks. They got a great run-stuffing team, 7th in the league. Tua's been better, but to me it's been the Jalen Waddle show. He's been the difference. Now, can you say that A.J. Brown's been the difference or was the difference for Tennessee in the last game? Absolutely. But that defense isn't going to let A.J. Brown do that. They got great corners, great pass rush. And Tannehill has not been good. He just has not. I know his last game he was better, but he's been dog crap since Derrick Henry's gone down. And I just see the spot as people think Tennessee's back. I love what Miami has done. They've won 7 in a row, a chance to win 8 in a row, and then match up for the Patriots next week. That's the only concern I have is the short rest and the look ahead spot. But I love Miami this week, and I think they're going to be in Tannehill's head. They're going to sack him four times. He's going to make a couple of turnovers. Tua has thrown a couple of interceptions the last couple of weeks. They need to keep the ball on the ground, get them more involved. But I think Jalen Waddle's been the difference for the Miami Dolphins.
Are you PPing Miami?
I love Miami, but I don't know if I want to PP it. I love them. I liked it at 3.5. What is it, 3 now?
No, it's still 3.5.
3.5. I'm not going to PP. I love them, though. I love Miami this week.
So I'm going to be square, and I'm going to say this is the week to fade Miami. I mean, you talked about the quarterbacks who Cincinnati and all these other teams have played in the past couple weeks, Philadelphia, whatever. Take a look at who Miami is playing. No,
it's not good.
Yeah, I mean it's horrendously bad. It's arguably worse. I mean, to be fair, they played Tyrod against the Texans, so you know that's a good win. I think you got to give them credit there. Tyrod was horrible that game, but still good win. They played Lamar Jackson. I think those are two real wins. Like, you got to look at that and say hats off. You know, those are two good victories. Then they played Joe Flacco. I mean, you know. He's not even close to a starting level quarterback. Cam Newton, not close to a starting level quarterback. Mike Glennon, not close to a starting level quarterback.
And I get that. Like, I could make the case for some of those other teams, but this is Miami who, you know, lost seven in a row and had to just play who they played and won the games and snuck them out.
Yeah, and that's great and all, but they have faced maybe one good team. I mean, you know, they finished off with Zach Wilson and Ian Book, Joe. I mean, they played almost no starting level quarterbacks. I mean, Tyrod Taylor and Lamar Jackson are the two quarterbacks you can look at the list and say, well, they're NFL starting level quarterbacks right now. And this is a team that, remember, this Miami team has struggled against the Jets twice. I just think that this is such a bad spot for Miami, man. Short week on back-to-back road games. And now facing a team that is actually better than them and has played better than them, has played at a high level all year. If they win this game, they win the division. Like, to me, this is basically a must win for Tennessee. Because if they lose in Houston next week, going into the playoffs, I mean, that's you lose two in a row, you lose the division and everything else that goes along with it. Oh, good God. I mean, that would just be horrendously bad. So I think this is, you know, pretty close to a must win for Tennessee. And I just think Miami has gotten, you know, been the fortune heir of just some horrendous quarterback play. I can't believe I bet on Ian Book. Looking back, I cannot bet. I believe that I bet on Ian Book. He was so bad in Notre Dame. He sucked in Notre Dame. And now I bet him in the NFL. I mean, this is just a Miami team. I think is just completely, their record is completely inflated by who they've recently played. And I would not be shocked if they end up going 0-2 the final 2 weeks here. Not to mention, it's a look ahead spot against the Patriots. It really is, because, you know, that's an important matchup to them. But I'm not sure you can really look past the Titans this week, because I think you'll get pushed around. We'll see. We'll see. But to me, that's Tennessee or nothing there.
I love Miami this week. I just think the way that defense is playing, man, I watch that D and I say they are tough to beat. And I think even looking ahead to next week.
I mean, when they play Ian Book, they look tough to beat.
Listen, I know there's some teams, like I said, I mentioned rattled off Philadelphia, right? Like, I don't want to hype them up for what they've done for their quarterback play. It's easy to do that against Miami, but like, their defense has literally made good plays. Like, they've played well. And I just think Jalen Waddle isn't even, like, in the consideration for Rookie of the Year. I just go back. I was just talking about the 96 divisional team. In 96, Terry Glenn had 90 catches. No rookie ever did that, you know? Now it's like, here we are, 20 years later? And you know what I mean? It's just like, 90 catches for a rookie means nothing. You know what I mean? But what, yep. I guess I get excited when I see when Tua has an actual weapon, what they can do. And, like, I just look ahead to, like, what could the Patriots do with a actual weapon like that? Let's knock out two more 1 o'clock games, and then we'll hit the break. Can Atlanta beat Buffalo? Like, can Buffalo come off that big win against the Patriots, 14.5-point favorites right now, while Atlanta's hanging on? They're hanging on for a playoff berth. They're 5-3 on the road. The Bills obviously can kind of clinch everything. Josh Allen was awesome last week. The one thing that he did was the defense gave him the Isaiah McKenzie on the outside, and he took it. It's something that he never really did. I think their running game is starting to get a little bit better. They're running the football well. They get their linemen back this week. So it's either the Bills are going to plateau into the, take that step forward now into the playoffs. Is there any case for Atlanta here? Like, can there be a kick return from Cordell Patterson? Like, what is the case for the Falcons here? And could it be a letdown spot for Buffalo?
Well, I think that's the case. I think the case is that it's a legitimate letdown spot for Atlanta, for Buffalo, coming off that New England game. And, now you own the division. Now you control your own destiny. Covering, 14.5 against Atlanta doesn't almost even seem necessary. It's more of just, let's just win and kind of get it, at home, especially, let's kind of win and get out of there and move on to the next week and just, keep finding ways to win. But look, this Atlanta team, I mean, obviously they've gotten better the past few weeks, right? I mean, there was really nowhere to go from but up after that Patriots game. So, I mean, look, they're a little bit better. They've been playing well. They did find a way to beat the Lions, although the Lions played with a backup last week. I still don't think they're near the level of Buffalo. And I think that especially on the road, it really is a must-win game for Atlanta. But at the same time, I just don't think that they're beating Buffalo, barring a Josh Allen injury or anything here. In terms of the spread, I think this is one you got to expect. I think I'd probably lean more towards the total of going under. I think that the total kind of gives you where this game is going to end up going. I don't think Atlanta scores much this game. I think this is going to be Buffalo dominance. And I do think that Buffalo covers the 14.5. Big spread for a reason.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is what's the weather in Buffalo? Like, if Atlanta has to be, has to be a running football team, I don't know if that's truly their strength.
Yeah, it's supposed to snow and be 30 degrees. So, fun time. Now, I mean, it's not supposed to be a massive storm, but 1 to 3 inches of snow.
Yeah, I don't know if Atlanta can do it. I don't see it. I just can't see it. Finally, last one. Oh, well, 1 o'clock came before we get to the Patriots, top of the hour. Rams in Baltimore. So I love the way the Rams are playing right now. I remember this game a couple of years ago. Baltimore destroyed the Rams. Like, I came out of nowhere. It was a 45-6 win. Actually, I think it was when Goff got hurt and they had the backup kid in there at that time. But the Rams get who's out this week? Darrell Henderson's out. Cam Akers expected to be back. And did you know that Sony Michel has the most rushing yards in the month of December for all running backs?
Crazy.
Crazy. Crazy. So, right now, what is the status of Lamar Jackson? Is it Huntley? I know that he was on the COVID list at one point. The corners for the Ravens are me and you, right? It's Brian. Yeah. It's five Brian Robs that can run really fast, that have no physical ability, that just are there because there's no other corners left, right? I mean, like, is that what the Baltimore defense is at this point?
Pretty much, especially the secondary, at least pretty much. It's, I mean, there's a reason they're 0-4 in their last four games, and they just can't stop anyone right now. That team is just getting decimated with injuries. Offensively, though, outside of Josh Johnson, they seemingly have found something. Mark Andrews has been a absolute freak in the past couple weeks, and he has been just a gargantuan monster. He was the man in that Packers game. He was so good in that game. Look, I think this game is going to be closer than people think now, because I do think that the line pretty much tells you that Lamar is not playing. It went from Ravens -3 to Rams -5.5. So I think we can safely, confidently say that Lamar is not playing. In which case, Tyler Huntley is going to be the quarterback. And again, we've seen in these situations this year, when these things happen, the backup quarterback comes in, there's an overreaction to the line, and usually the team with the backup quarterback wins or covers. We saw that with Dallas with Cooper Rush. We saw that with Arizona with Colt McCoy. We saw that with Baltimore a couple weeks ago against the Packers with Tyler Huntley.
And the Browns.
So, I mean, yep, we saw with the Browns with Case Keenum. So, I mean, we've seen these pretty large overreactions. Now, again, I think the difference between Carson Wentz and Sam Ehlinger probably would have been the same type of thing. But I just think, to me, this is, you got to take Baltimore here. You got to take Baltimore. I think it sucks because I probably won't actually play them at this number. I'll probably wait because I think this number is going to go up. But PP, give me Baltimore plus 5.5. I do think that, Cooper Kupp is going to get everything he wants and then some. Mm. But, yeah, PP, Baltimore 5.5. I think this is going to be very similar to that Packers game. I think they're going to keep it close. Tyler Huntley plays well, and I think it's going to be, a 3-point-ish ball game, and I think Baltimore covers that number. So, Brian, if you end up having to find the PP bell back there, you can ring that thing for Baltimore. There you go.
I mean, the Rams won last week. They were -3. They won by 7. It wasn't convincing or anything like that. Remember, the Rams lost 3 in a row. Baltimore's lost 4 in a row. Baltimore needs this win, man. They need this win. Well, the Rams kind of do too, though, to kind of stick around with Arizona or even Dallas for that matter, because Green Bay's got that thing all locked up. Let's get into the Patriots and the Jaguars here at the top of the hour. But first, this hour has been brought to you by Safety Insurance, providing comprehensive coverage for your auto, home, and business. Ask your independent agent about safety. Take your calls, too, at 617-779-0985. He's Dan Lifshatz. I'm Joe Murray. This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show.
This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Patriots and Jaguars, they'll play at Gillette Stadium on Sunday, 1 o'clock kickoff, 10 o'clock is the pregame. Nelson Agholor will not play. Shaq Mason still dealing with an illness. Plenty of players listed as probable, including Dante Hightower. Once again, Jaguars, Patriots tomorrow beginning at 10 a.m. The college football playoff, it happened last night. And Alabama, they defeated Cincinnati 27-6, while the Georgia Bulldogs beat Michigan 34-11. Therefore, it is Alabama versus Georgia, the national championship. And Georgia right now -2 heading into the national championship. The Celtics, they won a game against the Suns 123-108. Robert Williams, a triple-double, 10 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists. It was a monster night. He also had blocks, too, 5 of them. And they won. So they play Orlando on Sunday. And, I think we're getting hockey back. Of course, get the Winter Classic today. And, of course, they get the old Bruins hockey today, Buffalo. Let me give you the time on that one here, everybody. January 1st, of course, known for the NHL. 1 o'clock! 1 o'clock today with pregame, 12:30, right here on 98.5 The Sport Zone. Headlines, they are brought to you by SwingJuice.com, a fun lifestyle apparel brand for golfers. Shop SwingJuice.com's new collection of performance polos and quarter zip pullovers. as well as golf, trucker hat, and hoodies. Check them all out at swingjuice.com. I'm Joe Murray. Next update, 1 hour.
Jaylen Brown's hands, three is in the air. He got it. He got it. It happened.
This is Jaylen Brown. You're listening to the home of the Celtics, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Had last night. It was a wicked good game. And what did I just say now? Whatever it was, it sounded really bad when it came out.
What'd you do last night?
I did nothing. I worked here. I did the podcast with you. I got a shave. I went to the casino to do the weekly spread. And then I don't remember anything after that besides Alabama and Georgia winning. And then I will say this just as a rant, because I'm going to tell you right now. Give me Miley Cyrus and Pete Davidson every day of the week. Did you see them last night?
I watched a little bit of it.
Dude, talk about a duo.
I know.
Like, that's a duo, bro. That is like Miley Cyrus and Pete Davidson. Like, I'm not even talking about like date. I'm talking about like the two of them together hosting a New Year's Eve. That's a party. That is a party. And I thought Pete Davidson was great. And Miley Cyrus was awesome, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than Kim Kardashian. So, yeah, it's W.
I actually real whoever.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.